We are live, everybody. All right, it's Tuesday, and we are the ROC Hangout. I am Energon Addict. I am filling in for Jose, who had to do a nice thing today and take his mommy out for her birthday, which is a great thing.
That's awesome.
I definitely miss this hangout to hang out with my mom too. Just saying. But I got most of the jackals up in here. Everybody's here to fucking hang out, talk some toys, talk some discussions, and we're gonna start off with what we got for the week, and everybody can discuss whether or not they agree with certain aspects that Gary came up with today. So you could tell I'm nervous. So anyway, let's get going. Brian.
Yo, all right. So I know we're pressed for time. Huff, Pipes, Power Glide, Masterpiece, Movie Prime from the Hasbro version, which sucks. Fuck you. And Halo Mega Constructs and Qui-Gon. Boom. In and out.
Nice. Man.
Drop mic.
Now that's a little too quick, Brian. I have questions on some. All right.
I save time for questions at the end. That's all.
Good. That Qui-Gon, right? I have questions on it. Did you order that like from overseas?
Yeah, from Anime Export.
So I'm curious, what did it go for when you bought it overseas?
Oh, for the love of can I phone a friend and get back to you on that one?
Dom, do you know what that goes for?
I think they were offering like, I think it was in the 70s, but I don't know how much shipping came out to.
So what's that one that came out that's $109?
That's the U.S. retail.
Oh, okay.
The 109 is the U.S. retail, but if you bought it from Anime Expo, I think it was like, it came out to like 72 U.S., but I don't know what shipping at the end, because they charge you shipping afterwards, right?
Yeah, right, they don't do, they don't tell you what shipping is until they're about to ship it.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, one more thing, I combined shipping with this crappy
mess. Oh, okay.
So, Dave, I will go through my PayPal transactions and try to find it.
I'm only curious because like I see it going in the groups, and the groups are going like cheap for 110, and I don't see that being cheap. I feel that's expensive.
Well, the thing is, he was not out for general release. Like, he doesn't have the window box. He's one of those Tamashii exclusive things. I don't understand the semantics behind the Tamashii exclusives versus the regular exclusives. I don't get it. Like, why is this guy and Anakin from Attack of the Clones? Why make them? People want them. Just make them.
And wasn't Padme too an exclusive?
She was. Yeah.
So those are like three characters that you would want from that. You know, at least that episode three. You know, just Padme, Anakin, and. Then you get the Obi-Wan Kenobi, which I know Obi-Wan Kenobi was a general release.
So I passed on Padme, and I passed on medium Anakin. I'm waiting for adult Anakin.
He's not a great guy. Episode 3.
Is there a difference in accessories or something, maybe? Or are they all pretty much the same?
Nope.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So what's the probability, Brian, that they're going to re-release the Jedi Luke?
Again?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
they
know.
They did Maul.
Eventually. Maul would be awesome again.
I think they're gonna re-release it. I mean, I'm not really happy with his hair. If you've seen it, it's like a gold sheen to it. Yeah. It's like really shiny. It's not really like realistic looking. So
it's better than the Hasbro.
Yeah.
The Hasbro one's not horrific.
That Hasbro one goes for big bucks too for some reason.
Because it's not available in our army or something.
Who's next, Dave? Who's next?
You are. Go ahead.
Oh, I got one thing. And I got Leonidas. I am Sparta. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
So, nice.
I missed the first version, but I'm hearing that the second version is more accurate in color, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
In the chest and everything. So I'm happy that I missed the first version. Because I think the first version had a different color scheme on the chest and stuff like that. So
the first version also had problems with a shoulder joint, right?
Yeah.
That's
they fix that as they give it in this new
Yeah, I haven't opened them up yet. I'm just moving so much shit and so busy, so I haven't opened most of my stuff up.
I understand.
But I've been getting in recently, so. But that's what I got this week.
No doubt.
Cool.
G Money.
What's up, everybody? I am excited to be here. Let's see. Okay, so I'll go pretty quick. It's funny, by coincidence, I got the Figure Arts Padme.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I kind of was taking Dom's approach, I think, with the Star Wars and getting like the human characters maybe from Figure Arts that just look a little bit better and kind of mixing them in with some of the other stuff and see how that goes. And since she's from the Clone Wars, you know, ish, I figured I'd try her for that. I got the Generation 2 version of Constructor. And I was talking in the chat a little bit about this. I already sold it. I didn't like it.
hold on. You sold it already?
I did. Yeah, I did. Oh, so shit. the short version is, you know, I picked it up when it was on sale. I wanted to try the toy. I figured if I got the less expensive G2, if there's a reveal at TFCon, I won't be too upset, right? If Fans right. Toys or Takara comes out, right? Yeah. I knew Brian had saw his pictures. I was excited. So I talked to him a little bit. I'm like, what should I look at? He recommended, obviously I looked at, you know, Bobby's videos, a couple others. Sunday morning, the cats are fed. My wife's still asleep. Got the whole house to myself. I'm like, all right, I'm going to put this thing together. So I watch each video, combine each robot to, you know, limb mode, go to attach it. The last arm, which was the not scavenger, whatever he was called, just had a defect in one of the connection point, and it wouldn't stay connected. The parts forming piece of the arm itself, to scavenger. Scavenger would connect at the shoulder, but the arm wouldn't connect. And I don't know. I guess sometimes I'm one of those collectors, and I know this is a first world problem, so I don't expect anyone any sympathy. But I tried to figure out what I could do. So I got a black zip tie, and it kind of blended, and it held it in place. But I put it on the shelf, and that's all I could see was that one arm with that, you know, that imperfection. And I'm like, this thing, look, I'll tell you, it's an impressive toy. I felt a little bad. Like, I really would have rather had the G1, you know, green and purple colors for sure. But for the price, I'm like, all right, this thing's, you know, just really impressive on the shelf. But I could not get past the arm defect. And I was like, I don't know if I can do anything with this. And I'm getting a little frustrated.
Wasn't user error, Gary?
I saw two other people that had the same problem specifically on that same spot on the G2 version. All the connection points for that were fine though. Like the long hole, the wheels, I didn't have a single issue with that. Connecting the legs that, you know, that version one, people talked about certain things not fitting or being too tight.
Yeah, had to shave it down.
Yeah. None of that stuff happened actually. And that's why I was like, oh, this is going great. I was taking my time. I was enjoying it. And then of course the last limb I put together. I wasn't enjoying it. And I'm like, let me just kind of try and break out of this thing as quickly as I can, get out of the house. And sure enough, I did. So just kind of chalk it up to experience and got to see it. And then the other thing I got, which may lead to our topic a little bit later, I was really curious to try when I was not a participant in those articulated icons, the feudal series, the ninjas that everybody saw or was pretty psyched about. But when they listed them, a week and a half or 2 weeks ago. Yeah. So I was like, I'll try a couple. And I can tell my story a little bit later, Dave, when we get there. But I bought two. I bought the white one. I bought the blue Shinobi and the arm kit because, of course, I just wanted to build a Storm Shadow. That's all I wanted to get. And I had some bad luck this week. So, ended up one of them was pretty much broken out of the package. So I kind of tried to get it together and then same thing. So we can talk about it a little bit later.
Yeah, that's happened to me a few months ago. I just bad weekend of toys.
That sucks, dude. It sucks.
You know, it comes with the territory. Yeah, I think we've all been there. Sometimes you know what you're getting. Sometimes you take a chance. And
I think I was messaging with Ace. He's like, dude, you're failing at toys today. I was like,
well, big F for you. Big F.
Well, I'll just say with that constructor, like I took it out of the room where I display my stuff. I took it in the kitchen. I was trying to mess with it there. I was getting a little frustrated and, you know, trying to explain to my wife. And again, I always say how she, you know, supports likes to see me happy. She doesn't care. All she kept saying was, Gary, isn't this supposed to be fun? You don't look like you're having any fun with this at all. I'm like, no, it is. But yeah. So anyway, that's this week for me.
Nice.
Cool.
JD, you're up next, brother.
What's going on, everybody?
What up?
Hey, yeah. Big guy.
We're here. Yeah. So as far as haul, all I got was I got a couple more ninjas. I got a couple stormtroopers. I got sand people. And then I got
they're native Tatooiners.
No, oh, right. Tatooiners.
Tatooiners.
Tusken Raiders.
JD, how many stormtroopers is that for you now?
I have 5 so far.
So you don't quite
two
have,
on the
like,
way.
You don't have a garrison yet, or
not yet.
A legion. You don't have a legion.
I have a box here. I know what's in it. Shout out to Sam Mead. So yeah, there's a few more in here. But I also got found Titans Return, what you call them, Blitzwing and Octone.
I heard Blitzwing's awesome, right, Russ?
It's fucking ridiculous.
So, yeah. So there's 4 more in here. So.
Ooh, awesome. That's cool. Nice. Yeah.
I'm getting close.
Nice.
Maybe like 10 more. I'm good. And then I got Pipes, Huff, and Power Glide.
Oh, cool. Did you get the new Huff?
Yeah. Yep.
How are you? How do you like him? Is he...
He's pretty cool. I like the truck cab of the original one better.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the figure's completely fine.
I mean, does it feel like better than the original? Was it?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh,
yeah. All right. Yeah, that's where
the old one, the calves, there's like flaps on the inside of the calves. Mm-hmm. They always pop off. And then like the paint chipping on mine. I think it's just mine, but the head's like really, really loose on the old one. The new one's nice and tight. Everything's like nice and bright.
It's great. Yeah.
Yeah. It is really good. I think I'm going to get that. I love Huffer. When I was a kid, he was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
The mini car, I liked them a lot.
I tell you what I like about this one and the pipes is they use translucent plastic for the headlights. Yes. Nice finishing touch on that.
And I really like that the Power Glide, DX9 Power Glide.
Yeah.
It looks really, really nice.
Good for you, man. Nice. Yeah. Nice game, bro.
But yeah. Thanks. That's everything.
Dope.
Well, I did get a bunch of Dio stuff, but like stuff for building Dios. Dioramas, but
nice. You're gonna build one for me,
that's
right?
Something else. Yeah, man. Tell me what to do.
JD, those are good unboxing videos, by the way.
I was just gonna say that, JD. Yeah. Just gonna say that.
Thanks.
Compliments.
Yes. My gorilla.
All right. Who's up next?
Hey, Dave. Real quick. Sorry. I have an update. It was $65 for Qui-Gon and about $10 to ship them.
You see, that's what I'm talking about.
And I slipped them. I shipped them slow boat. Took them 2 weeks to get here.
I have a friend of ours who has one for me, but I just wanted to know what to expect to pay him for it, so that's why I asked. But I didn't want to pay that $110. That's for sure.
No doubt. I don't blame you for that.
Yo, Tim, you there?
Yeah, I'm
What's
here,
up,
buddy.
Bob? Yeah, Nick. What's up, man? What's up?
Pretty good. How's everybody?
All right, brother. How you doing, man? Feeling good?
Yeah. Excellent. I got to spontaneous buys last week since my girl and I went to Hanover again in the Lower Saxony. We checked out another castle, and on our way back, we hit the local crew. And I got my Marvel Legends cherry popped with Marvel Legends Groot Evolution set, where he's in his Guardians 1 form and in his last seconds potted form and in his Guardians 2 form.
Nice.
The Toys R Us exclusive one.
Yeah, that's the one. That's good, man. Nice.
And they
have what? JD, is that the one that you have for me?
Yeah. Yep.
Sweet. That is very cool, and I was pleasantly surprised with those. I didn't have experience with the Marvel Legends, and he's kind of his own builder figure with the legs detached, and putting them in is very tight, but it works very well. The connection is great. The joints are excellent. I love the plastic. I love the detailing. It's like 90% movie and 10% comic, I would say.
But Tim, is this your first Marvel Legends figure?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit. You're going down. You're opening up the rabbit hole.
Yeah, I said already, too. Okay, which Rocket do I get now?
Oh, shit.
The second one.
The second one.
The second one you had?
Yeah. The first one has, no articulation.
Yeah, the second one's better.
Yeah, the first one also has a part of Groot, and I already figured that, because what would I need with another Groot when this one is so great? And
take it to work.
Yeah, and I think I will get a 126 Groot, because there is an actual knockoff going around on eBay. And I saw a German review who said that the quality is on par with Hot Toys themselves, and it is for a quarter of the price, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, be careful of that, dude, man. That guy might be talking shit, because you know, you might have an agenda or something, man.
Yeah, the thing is, yeah, it is a KO, nevertheless. But he has it. He had it on the video, and all the joints were great, and the detailing was on par. So I will check that out. I will keep you posted. And the second figure I got from the True was the WWE Lite 90s black and purple Undertaker with that white face mask he wore when his nose was supposedly broken.
Yeah, and I remember that the Phantom of the Opera looking shit. Yeah, that's tight, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Right. The articulation is kind of strange, because the thighs keep on popping back and forward. But as a display piece, he's great. And I saw that, I had to get it. That was my week. Yeah, very cool.
Russ,
what's up,
last
guys?
Last but not least, Russ.
Yo,
man. Well, I got Blitzwing, and trying to sell them right away. Putting them bitch on Dom's table. We get rid of that.
Cheap chugs.
Quick.
Dude, I'm just going to have a box of just loose chugs. You put all your chugs in there, and you can sell them all you want.
Put them all in, bro.
Hey, Russ, I got to say something, though. If you can't sell it, you can donate it.
Yeah.
That's thought. I may end up doing that. That's right.
You can't open it, though.
It's got to be
sealed. No. Yeah, this is no. I didn't even open it, dude. I looked at it and was like, ugh.
Oh, wow. So stickers.
I did get
that bad though.
Well, I don't know, dude. It's just it was like an impulse buy, and I got it, and I was staring at it, and I was like, I want to get this. It's a Hasbro. Anyway,
Russ, tell the truth. There was another kid looking at it, and then you wanted it.
I didn't put that kid's head in the shelf, you know. I got Anna I found a Deadpool pop figure for Anna, so I got that for her. And I got one of these stupid RID figures, Storm Jet or something like that. I think his name is Storm Shot. That's it. That was like that. And I'm like, he's fun. You can transform him back and forth real quick, but he's got hollow all over the place. I'm like, wait, this isn't like the perfect example of a Hasbro shitty thing right here. You know? Staring at him. Oh my god. But,
Russ, it's the Play School line though.
I know it's the RID line. I was kinda like, yeah, you know, it is kinda like the cheap kid. But he's cool looking. I do like him. I mean, you know. I don't know. He's fun to play with.
Dude, if you did a rant video with like a bonnet and a bib on and pretend you're like a little kid, like ranting on RID figures, that would be
And I got my little tin of Decepticon candy. See?
Ooh.
Yeah, Decepticon tin. And yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, the candies are awesome. They got little Decepticon signs on them. That's pretty cool. Fun. But yeah, that's about it. Nothing else. It's been a slow week.
No doubt.
Yeah. So Dave, what did you get?
Yeah.
Oh, you, Dave? Tom, thank you. Thank you guys for asking. All right. It's all Bandai stuff. Funny, Tom, you mentioned Luke. I got him this week.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Oh.
Is that the real one?
That's the real one, right?
Yeah.
The
Brody one. Wait, where'd you get him?
Yeah.
In the groups. Oh, it was part of a package. It was like a father-son kind of package. So I got him and Darth Vader. And also, you know that setup that comes with the whole, like, open background, like the scene where, you know.
Oh, the Death Star.
Death Star scene. So I got that, too. So it was, like, part of a package. And I took the guy down a little bit, so I felt okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the arm and a leg for that one.
Well, that's why I asked, like, what these, like, I'm late with these Figuarts stuff. Yeah. So I know I'm paying a little more than what they should be costing, but... I mean, with that stand, Luke and Vader, I pay $150, and I thought that was a good deal.
Yeah, wait, pretty fair. $150 for Luke, Vader, and the stand?
Yeah, and Vader
and you got a good deal on that.
I got a good deal.
And Luke and Vader both still have the plastic like in their joints. Like you have to still take the plastic out.
Oh yeah.
So he said he basically just opened it, put it back in the box. He never played with it. So.
Oh wow.
Man, yeah,
that's pretty good, man. That's nice.
Man, I'm a hustler in those groups. I'm just like, all right, no worries. You know, I'm like, look, get back to me if nobody buys it, and half the time they get back to me.
All right, Dave, I'll send you some listings, and you can just hustle for me.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Yeah. Fuck. I also got the other night we had like an unbroadcasted hangout, and I told you guys I bought a bunch of DBZ stuff for cheap. So I wound up getting a bundle of DBZ shit for like $160, and the stuff was valued way over $200. So what I wound up doing is keeping three out of the five figures that I got, and then I went to try to sell the other two to get back at least like 80% of the money that I spent. But that shit is a fucking hassle. Now I know why people just fucking give me like, you know what, you want it here to give me the fucking money? Because I got dudes hitting me up in other countries. They're like, can you ship to Peru? Yeah. I'm like, sure, I can ship to Peru, but you're going to pay the $60 that it takes to get there?
Yep.
Then I got the Canadian dudes asking me, hey, can you ship to Canada? I said, sure, you just have to pay the shipping. So apparently the cheapest shipping to Canada is like $20 around. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no. They're like, you can ship it for 10. I'm like, I could ship an envelope for 10, but unless you want me to squash this, break this, and stick it in an envelope, it's not getting there for $10. So I'm hopefully working out a trade right now because I'm dabbling into some other realms of toys. So we'll see how that goes.
Realm.
Yeah.
Realm.
Oh, wait. And I the best thing that I got, okay, was something I didn't purchase for myself. Actually, our good friend G Money right here went and got me the Ares figure that Dom was supposed to pick me up.
Oh, man.
And this is my first legend too. So Tim, I'm with you, bro. This is my first one.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one. A good
this hole is getting opened up wide.
This weighs more. This weighs more than these three Bandai Figuarts.
Yeah, it's a big figure. Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I took a pic on IG. You guys saw it, and
yeah, it's cool.
I actually got some good, you know, feedback on it. So I'm like, you know what? It may not be my last one, but this is the one I wanted because I wanted it for that specific reason to put him with He-Man because I thought he was gonna look good with He-Man and he did. So
yep,
thank you, brother.
I got a question, Dave. You sent that picture out. Did you post that on Instagram?
Yeah, yeah, but you don't have Instagram, so I had to send it to you.
No, but like Jay Roos didn't pick that
from your words. From your words,
we gotta talk to Jay Roos, man. Bro. That picture was amazing. That should have been on at least number three.
Jay Roos likes to take pictures of cars because he's just in that mood. Well, he's like, look, it's a car on a rock.
I'm just putting that out there.
You get your picture shows in, man. You gotta grease the palm, motherfucker. You know
really?
That?
Really?
No. You gotta pick old Jay Roos up.
All right,
hey, Dave, can I tell the Dragon Ball story really quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. All right, so I've never watched a Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball anything before, right? And I've seen the figures. I hear some of the guys talk about them, all the names, and we all make jokes about, oh, God bless you, and stuff like that, right, when you say someone's character. So I was doing legitimate Amazon shopping, and I said, oh, I'll give it a shot. So I bought, like, you know, season one on Blu-ray of Dragon Ball Z. So Sunday I had some time. I started watching it. I'm like, oh, it's interesting, interesting. And I'm kind of looking at different toys online, the, you know, the figure arts stuff. And I only get, like, what, episode three? And I was talking to Dave a little bit, and I'm like, oh, this character, the one I like, the brother. I'm like, this dude's awesome. This is actually a pretty cool character. I'm like, I can't find a toy for him. He's like, oh, they haven't made him yet. I'm like, of course, the one character that I like, you know, they don't make a figure for. And I'm like, yeah, he's like the cooler, you know, older brother. And Dave responds to me, oh, you mean the weaker dead brother? I'm like, dude, spoiler.
Spoiler. I know, right? There's shit, dude. Way to go.
Guess I don't have to watch anymore, you know, something like that. No, it's just kind of funny.
Gary, I got to hit you with that. So, like, when I used to watch DBZ, right, it used to take, like, each episode used to take, like, a week. Like, it felt like, you know, like an hour worth of, like, if you watch it on DVD, would take, like, I don't know how many episodes watching it on live TV with commercials in between and stuff.
Sure.
So when you said you already had watched three or four episodes, I'm like, oh, he's already past that. That dude's dead already. Like, and then, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, the cooler dead brother. And I'm thinking you already watched it. And you're like, fucking spoiler. I'm like, damn, bro. But it's Dragon Ball Z. One thing I could tell you, you never can't count on anybody staying dead.
Sure.
So that's all I'm going to say.
Gee, spoiler again. God,
No. I didn't spoil anything. We got a guest that just popped in.
Bricks, I'm a guest.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, everybody.
How you doing, man? This is Guy.
I got this. That's all.
What is that?
It's a Gundam kit. It's the Terran ground type. I like the no names. Nice. The 1/100, because that's the only scale that matters.
1/100. Very nice.
That's cool, man.
It's awesome, dude. No shit. Chris, by the way, Guy Brady, is also the host of Space.
A little
plug out there.
Yeah, Russ, you want to be on the show tomorrow night? It's going to be a lot of rants.
Hit me up.
Russ, he can get on.
Why not? I'll bitch about this sucky ass Titans Return figure I just bought.
Yo, so we have a few topics we're going to run through today. Gary has one topic that he wanted to discuss with us. Gary, you want to go with that now? You want to save that for later?
Yeah, no, I'll go ahead and kick us off with that one if everybody's cool with it. And I just want to get everybody's thoughts. So I was kind of mentioning those articulated icons, the ninjas specifically. And it was just kind of just around Kickstarters or, you know, the GoFundMes, whatever you want to call them. I was just interested to hear what experiences the groups had, you know, with some of those projects, either with the product or maybe, you know, backing them. Look, I didn't support the ninjas, we'll just call them, for the Kickstarter. I know a lot of people did, and it took a couple of years for them to come out. I've heard about the product, you know, before I bought them, that they did feel a little bit dated, but they still looked really good. I was just disappointed because I wanted to build the Storm Shadow like everybody else did. And one of the bare arms was broken on it. So I essentially had to part out the Blue Ninja for the bare arms to try and build the Storm Shadow. So I had one broken figure I really couldn't do anything with one arm. And so I ended up selling that kind of for pieces and, you know, with the, you know, clear details on it and stuff. And then when I kept looking at the Storm Shadow, I'm like, yeah, I like this thing, but I don't really love it. And then someone else, one of the groups, really wanted the whole set, so I kind of just broke out of it. But in the end, you know, even though I didn't support the initial project, I guess I kind of was trying to look at it, maybe call it rationalization, of just supporting, you know, an initiative like that, or, you know, a group that wants to do something unique or different. So I was just kind of curious, you know, what experience you guys have had with similar projects like that.
Well, I can go first. I can tell you right now, I am supporting the Unrestable Bastards.
Okay.
I really like what they're doing with those biker gang transforming, like, Junkion looking guys. Actually, I guess they're not Junkions, but I don't know. I think it's really cool what they're doing. They're building a whole, they're doing a world building as well. I forget what episode it is, but he was on Toy Detox and did an interview there. So find that episode and listen to it. It's they're really doing some good stuff, I think, entirely for the fandom, I should say. So
sure.
Anyway. Brian, told you like when they're gonna ship?
That's what I was gonna ask.
They send a bunch of emails, but you know, I don't care. It ships when it ships.
I don't read them.
The money's gone. So, I think I didn't go like super heavy into whatever tier it was. I think I'm getting two figures. So that's
gotcha.
Yep.
Huh.
But that's my experience.
Cool.
Well, I joined into the ninja thing late. So I paid some inflated prices for some of the ones you still can't get. But for the quality control issue that you had, I could have given you an email. They said, like, I already have parts on the way. The ones that I just got, I was missing a whole bag of accessories, and then I got wrong heads on some of them. So they already have those sent out. They were pretty easy to deal with. It just took a little bit. I probably emailed them last week, and I just heard back, Sunday night I heard back. And they already, you know, Sunday night I got the shipping notification that they created the label and all that stuff. So, but I mean, that's cool. I like the, I like them, the ninjas. They're pretty awesome. I got a bunch of them now. So I'm doing a whole G.I. Joe thing, and then, I did a Ryu from Ninja Gaiden, and then I did Strider, the video game Strider.
That's cool.
So far,
cool.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. But yeah.
I think what's cool about them is if you get in early, you know, you don't have to, you know, unfortunately pay those inflated prices, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. but. Again, it has a downfall because you take a risk because you're buying something that can potentially take a long time. Like they're saying, like the articulation's kind of dated on those. So in that 2-year span, I'm sure that other things came into place and somebody else might have spiced up a joint here and there. And, you know, you're getting like, you know, Figuarts is even – they change from time to time because if you get an older Figuart figure compared to now, they're improving.
Absolutely.
So it's like hit or miss, you know, but then again, you right. can, it can be a good investment too. Cause I'm sure that dude that said, you know what, I'm going to get a fucking 50 of these fucking ninjas, you know, kept, you know, 10 for himself and sold the other 40. He made his money back. And then some, I'm sure.
So. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Those things are a hot commodity. Yeah. You know, so, yeah.
I don't get why people were saying they're dated. Cause they're just as articulated. They're about the same as a Marvel Legends figure.
Oh, okay.
As far as articulation.
They don't have those new bulging bicep joints. That's why they're dated.
Yeah.
But I don't know, they look cool to me. I mean, I just don't, you know, I don't care about ninjas that much, but they look all right. You know? I say, hey, but I know Chris has a ton of them. He speaks highly of his stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in Rust department. I'm not that on that ninja craze too. I think it looks cool that you got that build a ninja thing. That's pretty dope. I didn't look too much into it, but I don't officially support the Unrustable Bastards, what Wyatt said. But that concept is pretty dope. And also, I catch myself every now and then looking at these other pieces, the Beasts of the Mesozoic Age. Those totally de and assemble figures of different velociraptors and whatnot with a base, and it's all painted and you can put them together and they are highly articulated, even the wings and everything.
Yeah.
So it's a very cool concept, but I'm not officially doing it. So I think it's great for the fandom though.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my 2 cents. It's cool. It's something new.
Dinosaurs, I'm sold.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit, dude.
Yeah, called Beast of the Mesozoic Age. Pretty big. I think he's also already on, I think, season 2 or something. I hope he still goes bigger. If this guy is doing a Tyrannosaurus, I'm on it. Then I'm on it.
Tim, I like what you said, though. I mean, I think that's kind of how I looked at it. So, like the ninjas, I thought they were fine. And, you know, JD, you're right. I didn't really try to push too much for, like, the QC thing. I think, you know, for me personally, I was deep down, like, I want, like, a real 6-inch G.I. Joe line. Yeah. And I look at, like, that Marvel Legends Deadpool, and I'm like, God, you could just paint that and make that a Storm Shadow. Yeah, I mean, I think that mold, you could kind of work for it. It didn't quite hit what I think I was looking for with it, but
you're talking like Hasbro now, Gary. You're talking like Hasbro.
Yeah. Money, you need to go to work for them, boy.
You bump them up. Put your resume in now.
Oh, yeah.
I like people like you.
You know, yeah, I just want like the real thing. But the you know, if you don't support some of these things sometimes, then you're kind of left with the same stuff, right? Repaints and rehash and homages to this or that, you know, or some type of literature piece. So to your point, Brian, like that, the biker things, I think that's kind of neat. You know, it's not for me, but I can appreciate it. Yeah. And I know there was some talk, I think, on SCU when Mastermind MMC did their version of what was it, Artfire, right? I think of the Kojin. They did, and they kind of did it in a certain way, not exactly a Kickstarter, maybe. I don't know all the details. I can't speak completely educated on it. But, again, it's kind of an opportunity to get something you might not have gotten otherwise.
Right.
That's so
true. I mean, in the end, you guys like the idea that's an option at times for things, or would you not give a shit if it went away?
Yeah. You know, if you get a Kickstarter?
Yeah. Stars. If there weren't some of those Kickstarters available, would it matter to you or not? You know, would you even...
I mean, it would have saved me a whole lot of money if. That's about it.
Yeah.
The whole purpose of a Kickstarter is to kickstart the company, right? To get it going, true, to get the production running, because more than likely they need the money. So I think it's awesome because, you know, I can't speak for like third party companies and stuff like that, but who's to say that these unrustable bastards aren't going to be like a new third party, you know, player in the years to come?
That's a really good point.
Because from my understanding, I believe that they were working with or part of MMC.
Oh, they used MMC's designer.
Right.
For them. Yeah.
So who knows? Yeah. You know, they can come out with a whole new line or maybe start doing Transformers too.
Well, one of the interesting things I thought about it when they were given their spiel on Toy Detox was they were like, you know, it's a whole race of people from like different planets and stuff, and it's like a post-apocalyptic world. I can't remember exactly, but the thing is, since the figures are so customizable, kind of like that Vitruvian hack stuff they do for 3¾, you can like create your own clans of robot biker gangs, like, and stuff. It's like pretty interesting stuff. I thought it was pretty cool.
It's also cool what you said about they look kind of junky on. If you go the Gary way of repainting stuff, you could actually get junky on. That could look pretty dope. But I also liked Russ' question, like, what do you think about? Would you care about going away or not if the Kickstarter stops or not? I have the problem that every once in a while I think, hey, you used to have this fandom, you used to have that fandom, and then I watch into it, and then all of a sudden, oh yeah, right, you got that pre-order. That will come first, and then I tend to forget about it, and then I don't give a shit. And I think it's the same with this. That's why I pop on Unrustable Bastards and on the Velociraptors every now and then, but I didn't pull the trigger. So it's not. Right. It's not all the time in your face, like when you have on Facebook the Dime Chalk reports or the Sun. This is kind of missing, and it's kind of pops out of the eye, actually, for me.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying. I mean, a lot of Kickstarters they're not pushing their shit as hard as like, you know, third party companies are. I got people pushing the shit out, you know. So
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I was.
I could see where he's coming from. It's like out of sight, out of mind. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, oh shit, that was cool in 2015, but here we are in 2017 and now, you know. But but it, look what happened with the ninjas. You know, not everybody was in 2015, and now it's the coolest thing around.
I would think that the Kickstarters need to promote themselves more than just the third party companies, because the third party companies release their products and people go and review them, and there's not going to be any reviews with a Kickstarter that's still in production.
True.
So I think they should talk about themselves more.
Yeah.
No, I think they try. I think they try to get out there. Like you said, the guys for what's it, Unrustable Masters? They got design. I guess Brian, who was it? Was it a designer or just the guy who started the company or starting it? It was on Twitty Talks.
The people starting the company, they basically hired that designer.
Okay, and so and then was it those guys who went on Twitty Talks? Talk about it.
Yeah, they did an interview on Twitty Talks.
Okay, so that's pretty cool. So they're trying to get out into the realm.
I think Cody was a buddy with that guy, right? Cody was like friends with the guy designing the stuff, I believe.
Facebook friends.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Now with the Icon Ninjas, did they announce like what the next project is or where they're
not going? Yet. No.
That's what I feel like always. So these Kickstarters, I think like they do their first thing and then like, where is it going? Where's it growing? Like, where's the next product? And sometimes it takes a little while for them to come up with their next concept or whether
there's
the line's continuing or something like that.
Maybe there is something. Because now that I think about it, like somebody said somewhere along the line that like that maybe they were going to go a military route, soldiers. But nothing was officially announced at this.
Now that would be cool because you know six inch Joes is what everyone's looking for. Yeah. So
I wanted to do cowboys. They should do cowboys.
Cowboys.
Oh, that cowboys was Indians. Yeah.
Cowboys.
That was another one that they were talking about was like Wild West sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Cowboys and ninjas, dude. That's awesome. Yeah. You have cowboys fighting ninjas.
Dude, I'm so badly needed. That's a Dromino. If I could get him, oh, that'd be great.
So I've never supported any of the Kickstarter, GoFundMe, or anything like that. But it's probably just because I've never seen something that I really needed. If they came out with something like Beast Wars, I can't say I wouldn't support it. I would definitely, I would want to have it, so I would support it. So yeah, nothing's come out so far that really caught my eye.
Well, that's how you get that. That's how you get bricks to support. You gotta do a fucking Optimus Primal.
Well, we don't need more Optimus Primal, but maybe any of the other characters.
You do now have the choice between the actual Optimus Primal and that more cybernetic-looking Optimus Primal by Generation toy soon, I guess.
Choice. I'm taking them all.
Sorry, Dave.
Yeah, I kind of heard you also about all about Beast Wars.
Yes. That's right. Although I really don't need any of the other whatever company that was is making all the beasts with G1 character names. I don't need any of the other ones like the Sideway Bull and all that. I don't need any of those.
Who's doing that again? Do you know? Or is that you?
I don't know. I don't keep track of all their names.
That sounds like some TFC shit, dude. I tell you something some TFC would do.
Uh-oh. Pizza.
Pizza. Housekeeping.
Want to fluff your pillow?
Dave just checked out. Dave's like, pizza? He's alert.
I smell it. And I'm just checking that articulated icons line, and damn, they have it all figured out. Every joint and piece is interchangeable. Accessory packs like the roof. You could put up a whole roof, arm and hand packs. If I would be into ninjas, I would be sobbing pretty much.
Yeah. They're pretty dope.
They are pretty dope.
That's pretty cool.
Mortal Kombat good. Nice. Very cool.
I never supported one, but like the thing is that I'm the type of person that actually likes to see the figure, and you know, waiting for a figure over 2 years and not seeing it, not getting my hands on it and seeing what it is, is a risk to me. And unfortunately, that's the gamble that you play, because once it does come out and you actually can see it, sometimes the price is way too high for you to even encourage. So it's like a gamble that you play. But at the end of the day, I think those companies are always going to push out product. So, you know, waiting, just being patient and waiting for that next, you know, product to go back online and you can buy it for retail prices is always an option.
So yeah. Dom, let me ask you, is it really, do you think the risk of, you know, the item or, you know, cause let's face it, for us, we do this, we have the means to do some of it. So it's not always about the monetary factor.
No.
Do you think something to do with the collector mentality of the waiting, you know, and the fact that the unknown wait, right, when we're always looking for what's new?
I think it's just basically consumers in general. Like when we buy things, we tend to buy things from, you know, that has a long history of a good product, good quality.
Right.
So like when you buy a car, you're always looking for, you know, a car that has a known name. Safety is a priority, stuff like that. Like, you know, I think when you take a new company like this, that I think as a consumer, there's a risk to it. Is this going to be good? Is it going to be to my standards of what I like in an action figure? Stuff like that. So I think with me, like when I collect, I'm collecting, you know, don't get me wrong, you know, Hasbro has blown it a couple of times in regards to quality and issues what they're having. Okay. You know, a few.
Look at you being generous.
I'm being generous. I'm trying not to piss everybody. Shout out to Deluxe. I think with the consumer, like you're always, you know, have looking for a product that you can have confidence in. And if that's not there, that's a risk that you have to take, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, so I would argue that with third party, we kind of take that risk a lot. But But with third party companies, ones that you've bought from before, you know, you kind of know what you're expecting. It's almost like the devil you know versus the devil you don't know. You know
exactly,
what I mean?
Kind exactly. of mentality. Yep.
So I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And then, and like all these third parties are building reputation. So when you build a reputation and you have a good reputation, you should really strive on keeping that reputation. So
yeah.
Sometimes when we have discussions here in this group, you know, we always see that some companies take a step up and then the next figure, they take a step down and then they take a step back up, you know? So it's weird, but like finding that third party company that's consistent. Fans toys, but like, you know, if you want to keep it consistent, I think that's where you gain most of your consumers and that loyalty that you buy.
That's true.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think I waited about half a year or longer before I got my Carnifex, because that's the exact same thing. I waited for it. Would I get it? What about the quality? I'm used to official and what the hell? And then I got it. And I think now they said it with quality, and if the company keeps the quality or getting back down, getting back up, I kind of think Carnifex is the epitome of a figure. And with the last few, I think MMC's put a good step down, I would say.
Yeah.
But with all this product that's out here, not even just Transformers, now you got all these different lines, these Kickstarters are doing their thing. Yeah. So it's like, it's with your residual income, like, where do you go? Like, you know, you only have a few, you know, a small amount. So at the end of, like, you know, you just don't want to push your money out into something that's risky. You want to go into something that's more confident and less risky. So it's going to be challenging for these third, you know, these startup companies, because you're trying to attract a customer that you never have any loyalty to, and to get that is great. And then you have customers out there that just like to support people like this who are doing other things, and you know what, I'm going to support you because you're an entrepreneur. You want to do something different, and I'll put my money towards that.
Yeah. Also, the discontinuation factor, I would say so, because I waited a very long time before I got my Evangelion. This figure I got last, the yellow one, was, I think originally it's from 2013, and I checked it out and I waited for a good price and then I got it, and now in the end I found out, oh, cool, the whole line is discontinued. So meaning they switched it. They did the rest of the figures from the movie, they did on the robot Damashi. And they are a bit smaller and they're a bit thinner and more, I don't know, like they look kind of Yankee. It's very strange. And I think, now, okay, cool. Now I have those die-cast Evangelions. I love the scale because the real robot, those real action heroes, those real robot heroes from Medicom, those are pretty great. But they have breakage in these, I don't know, like leather skin thingies that were put over the arms. Yeah. And cost like $1,000, and I think that's a problem too with this. Like, exactly, you don't know the company. How far were they get? How did they sell? Did they sell enough to continue it in the end? And also,
it's always a roll of the dice, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty big danger.
We all have sour taste in discontinuing lines because, shout out to Thundercats.
Fuckers. Jesus. You know, yes.
Fucking Mattel.
But like, you know, but it could happen. And that's, like I said, that's a chance that you're going to take.
I mean, it even happens with third party. They don't finish their shit. Like, you know, we speak about it all the time. Make toys, finish your fucking headmasters already, man.
Finish the fucking headmasters.
Like, what are you doing? Like, they're wondering why, you know, They're going, not that they're going downhill, but they're basically, they don't know what direction to go in because you can't finish anything you start, you know, finish something first and then start the next fucking project.
Yeah. You guys remember over a year ago when we first were talking about the transformation Stuntagons, one of my biggest fears, and I remember telling you guys this, I said, I'm afraid that they're not going to finish them. I'm afraid they're going to start them and then I'm going to get two of them and I'm going to be all in. They're going to go, we're done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Motherfucker.
You'd still be happy with two of them.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're pretty high. I like them, so yeah.
Yeah, but that's the cool thing. Now they are finished, and you're even getting an OPEC Optimus Prime and a fix for issue. That's pretty dope. That's a.
Yeah, who are you selling to, Mom?
Maybe I'm on the payroll here.
It's on the payroll.
So. I have a question on this Kickstarter stuff, right? I don't know if anybody on the panel has ever bought into one, but the thing is like, what if they never go into production? Do they give you your money back?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
I think they have to. Yeah.
Yeah, you get it back.
If they don't meet whatever their goals are, the money is refunded, I believe.
Yeah, it is. That's usually how it works. Because Anna's done a couple for some other things that are like, you know.
Yeah, but sometimes I've heard about stuff that they will
potato power frost in a way.
No, isn't the money refunded if they don't reach their goal?
That's right. That's what I think that's
what it said. But if they reach their goal, they can still screw you, probably.
I guess they probably could technically. I guess they misappropriated the funds.
Yeah, well, they have to give you a product, but whether the product is good, they can screw you there. Well, like, they can give you like.
But you know what?
Sticks.
Sticks in a picture of what you wanted. Right.
But
let's face it. I mean, we keep coming back to the same point. We'll use Mattel and Thundercats as an example. But look at all their Masters of the Universe stuff for years with the subscription service.
Yeah.
Subscribing for a service without them telling you exactly what you're getting, and creating a lot of emotion and drama around the line, discontinuing year after year after year, to try and raise more awareness, I don't know. So there's no guarantees either way.
True. That was also a big disappointment with it because people were hoping for a new Snake Mountain and they teased it on a con and then it never came. But now you have Castle Grayskull and no new Snake Mountain.
That's all right, Dom. Dom's like, F you, I got me a Grayskull. I don't need it.
When I can't pay my mortgage in my house, I'm going to live in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
You have a mortgage on Grayskull now?
Yeah. Well, that mortgage is paid for at this point. My house is not.
Yeah, man, he went skipping out to the fucking car with that thing. He was happy. Oh, man, that's awesome, dude. Okay. What's next, guys?
Huh? Well, what's next? Next is I wanted to ask everybody their thoughts on the recent Toys R Us bankruptcy. What are your thoughts? Like, all right. Well, for me.
Good for them.
Yeah. You all say that, but like Toys R Us is like the last real toy store standing. Like, if you think about it.
I don't give a shit about that giraffe.
You know what, though, Dave? I mean, honestly, they're too big. They're not going anywhere, dude. They're too big to go anywhere.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
They think they're too big.
I'll go in on this one.
Go ahead. I want to hear.
And how did they fuck that up? They're the only toy store left. Now, there's another layer to it that might not matter to you guys, but they, in July, they changed their fine print on all their coupons and the rewards dollars, like the RS bucks, whatever mm-hmm. they're called. You can no longer buy any Lego at all. I know it's totally off topic, mm-hmm. but you can no longer buy any Lego at all with reward dollars. So everyone what? Who just goes there. Well, you know how you can't buy game consoles and baby formula and
right.
diapers and things like that. Well, Lego is usually excluded in different discounts, but now it's like, nope, not at all. You can't buy it at all with your reward dollars. So damn. Everyone who just goes there to buy Lego, to sell it or to keep it, whatever, all the money they might have accumulated through buying that, can't be spent on Lego. So if that's your only reason to go in Toys R Us, then that's just money you can't use now.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you can buy that's Lego with it is the Dimensions packs, because they're considered video games, not Lego. So you just go in there and buy a bunch of ridiculously overpriced Dimensions packs, since they did hit the dollar store in California. You can buy them for like $20 still at Toys R Us and blow out your rewards dollars and then never go there again. So
Chris, do you think that's the case? Because Lego is like their best seller.
I mean, it's definitely a big one. I know that for sure.
I don't see them declaring bankruptcy like a couple months after not letting people buy Lego with rewards dollars. But maybe it's...
No. That's not what I meant. Do you think that they change their policy on rewards because Lego is their best seller and they want the real money for that?
Yeah. Could be.
Probably because
use the fake money to get the rest of the crap off the shelves.
The wholesale price for Lego is only 30% off.
It's not much.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Anytime they give discounts, their margin's really slim.
Mm-hmm. But if they're making volume on it,
that's true. Because remember, I mean, Lego is top dog, man. They sell a lot of that stuff.
So, I know.
I know you know. But I'm gonna say, so it's, you know, I think they made a. You could clearly know that they made a lot of bad decisions.
Yeah, I think their first bad decision is that they're not the lowest price anymore.
That's right. Remember one time you could get good prices at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
They were like the best price in town.
Times. When was that?
A long time ago. It's been a long time ago. Now, Walmart and Target consistently beat their ass, you know, at times. So, and it's like, damn, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, their pricing is always higher. So it it's a toy store. It's like it's not, you know, Walmart has a toy section, you know, so it's a complete toy store. So I think, as being a toy store, you should have the best prices. But you know, I feel. There's a lot of things I hate about Toys R Us because their rules and guidelines have gotten stricter over the years. It's a pain in the ass to return something in Toys R Us. They ask for.
Toys R Us.
They ask for your. They don't play that shit anymore.
So Dom. Yeah,
Dominomics.
So Dom, if you went to a Toys R Us board meeting, you know that the rules that are screwing you, they call them the eyebrow rules, I think, is what they call
the eyebrow rules. Yeah. You got your superpowers back, Brian.
Yeah, the footage, like, here comes eyebrows.
Yeah.
Like, we need to change our policy.
But, like, I've seen people, other people, like, even, like, just regular shoppers getting stopped because they can't do returns anymore.
If you they return track. Enough volume in a calendar year, they flag you and you can't return anymore.
Yeah. That's why they ask for your license, because they track every single transaction you do. And it's ridiculous. It's like, why are you doing that?
Yeah, that would annoy me. I'd be like, dude, I ain't giving you my license. F off.
Well, that's the thing. If you don't even give them your license, you can't do the return, even if you have a receipt. So it's like, if you don't have a license, you can't return in Toys R Us.
You got to have a bunch of license.
So that's bullshit. So all these kids that buy toys, toys that aren't old enough to drive, they're just screwed with the toys that they get.
They get a broken Optimus Prime, and they're like, fuck, I can't return it. That's it.
I remember I saw a woman in there who was trying to return something because she was buying, like, you know, things from a registry and stuff, and I guess there was a year where I guess she had several parties, several registries that she bought, and she returns things, and one thing that she needs to return, she can't return it because obviously she's over her limit. And she was like trying to explain to them that, you know, she has a valid receipt, 90 days, blah, blah, blah. And they weren't allowing it. They just gave them the naughty slip and told them to call the 1-800 number.
The naughty slip.
It's ridiculous, dude. It's so ridiculous. Oh, and I understand. The funny thing is I understand why they did it. Because at the end of the day, I know people buy clearance stuff at Walmart, clearance stuff at Target, and they go to Toys R Us and they return it without receipt and they get a gift card for a full retail value. Mm-hmm. And now you have a bunch of money on a gift card, and you can use that money to buy something at Toys R Us for what clearance price that you bought it for at Target or Walmart. Understandable, but that's without receipt. So it's like, you know,
right.
Understand your rules, you know, understand what the scammers are doing.
That's what Dom's doing.
Exactly what Dom is doing. Exactly.
No, it's not what I'm doing. But, I'm not doing that.
So Dom, like everything you're saying right now, right? It kind of goes against what we're talking about. Cause in a sense, like they're going bankrupt probably for reasons like that.
They are. Then you know, that's why, like, people are taking advantage of it. And, you know, they stricken their rules because of it. And people still get away with it. People still do it, and people get away with it. And you know, you have a brother, you have a sister, you have a mother and an uncle, and you know, you bring them in, and you get away with it.
Yeah. The stores like Walmart and Target aren't feeling it as much because they sell all the other product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they sell it for a cheaper price. So
cheaper
and they
do price.
They do clearance their stuff out, and they, you know, so you can, you know, play the waiting game and get something on a clearance low price. You know, Target's notorious for it. They drop things 75% when they clearance things out, and it's, you know,
not on air.
Yeah, well. So I'm gonna disagree with that. What you said, Dave. I think with that, because look, anyone who manages in retail, so Dom, like, your point is right. You know, it could be about price, or listen, if you're in a business where you can be beaten by price, you have to deliver selection, quality, right, or all three, because some things are more important to other people than just the absolute bottom line.
That's
and
true.
I feel like, you know, I go into Toys R Us. I mean, the last really cool thing I found there was probably like in June, and I found like the Marvel Legends Cyclops, and it was like the first time I ever found that particular character anywhere. Yep. And I think I just hit him when they put out like one case at the time. But you go in there and you see the same six toys kind of spread across eight pegs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and the selection just isn't there. No. So there's not a reason for someone to make a special trip there, I think, to go search for stuff, right?
Yeah,
right.
So, and I agree with you, Terry, because they have stepped. Like, if you haven't gone to a recent new upgraded Toys R Us, they it's the environment now with Toys R Us. They have like these little activity sections. So they've stepped there, like, you know, they made themselves a little bit more than just a toy store. So I think they're going for the experience, but, you know, I don't know whether it's a little bit too late.
Right.
And, you know, they're not bringing in the crowds, and, you know, they got the American Dolls now in there and like all little different things. But it's I think in the long run, I think they just have to, I think they endured a damage late in the game, and now they have to really catch up, and maybe this is why the bankruptcy filing is being thought about.
I was just thinking, do you think that the people running like that company now are people that just have no idea about toys, and it's just merchandise to them?
Probably. It's like Hasbro. They don't know anything about even their
line. That's the thing. Like, now these days, you know, how many more Walmarts are out there than Toys R Us's and stuff like that?
That's true.
The reason why I think about it, right, is let's say they did market research, right, or they did a study. And who are they looking at? They're looking at kids today who probably don't care much about toys anymore, right? Yep. So it's funny because we're looking at it through old eyes and stuff like that.
And we still have the love of toys, yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, I don't know, maybe the toy games just Maybe it's just trouble.
No, Brian, you got a really valid point there too, because you have to know your clientele. So I worked with in my company who a previous district manager for Toys R Us, and look, there's different collectors for everything. He would literally once a month host a Sunday morning event for the Hot Wheels collectors, where it was almost like donuts and coffee before the store actually opened, where they could come in and get like their cases of Hot Wheels, and they'd make a whole little, you know, 90 minute kind of breakfast thing for them. And I'm not saying every retailer has the ability to do something like that, but you know, that's someone kind of knowing part of who their clientele could be. And I think you're right. I think if they had a better understanding of balance about who is actually spending the money, then that selection would drive more customers to come in. And you know, when they come in, then they're going to spend money when they're there.
And if you think about it too, like, sure, they are a market that sells toys, right? And we know toys are kind of like people are losing interest, the kids are losing interest, that they like to mess with electronics and stuff like that. But let's say if they did toys right for, let's say, the last 20 years, perhaps they could have kept the interest in toys themselves if they, you know, looked at that merchandise and be like, look, this is going to be our future. We have to keep people interested in this. So if they created a good environment for people to come, you know, low prices. I mean, if you have low prices, you're going to have that high volume, right? If you look at people like Amazon, they discount. They don't really make a profit, but the volume is up. Sales are always up. And, you know, I'm just wondering if they didn't look at the really long picture and kind of aspect. But.
Yeah, Brian, you bring up a good point, because I used to work at FAO Schwartz, and I was there when it was like in its last like run, like the last few years of FAO Schwartz, when Toys R Us planned on opening the 42nd Street Toys R Us store with the big dinosaur in it and shit. So I think back then, that's the direction they thought they were going to head in. Hey, we're going to, because FAO Schwartz is like basically, it's like a novelty. You know, people go, tourists go there. Everybody wants to go to FAO Schwartz to just, you see the big piano and see the big, you know, plush section and the candy fucking section and whatever the case may be. And then 42nd Street Times Square opened the Toys R Us, and they had a fucking Ferris wheel in it. They had a fucking 30-foot dinosaur in there.
Then it closed.
Floors.
And now
it closed. Exactly. You know, so I think that they were headed in that direction, and then they just went on an epic downfall once Target, Walmart, Amazon, all these other retailers came into the toy world and are doing things better and cheaper.
Yeah, I just wonder if they had done more to advertise just how great toys are or something like that. Like instead, they rely on the manufacturers to do that. And then, of course, the manufacturers, if they have to come up with more of that cost, then they're going to find out a cheaper way to get their products out to people. And I don't know. But it's funny. I was watching the news just before the show, which is why I was 5 minutes late. I'm sorry, Dave, but I couldn't make it at 7:30. But they were talking about Toys R Us, and in the news, in that story, they were saying how they are going to obviously stay open through Christmas, of course, or at least not close stores through Christmas. But they said that they want to change the experience. They want kids to be able to to play with the toys in the store, stuff like that. Stuff that you mentioned about FAO Schwartz, like they were special. So
they're going to have like a video game cafe in there. So they're going
I have one of those Toys R Us already. They have a whole section where they have like the most hottest toys out, and you can play with them. You can play with them, and you have a whole section. You even have like a video section where a kid can go in. It's an interactive video screen, and they can interact with characters on TV shows and stuff like that, and it's really cool. But like I said, I think it's a little bit too late, and they really didn't drive it home. They should have done it like eight years ago to really drive that, and they just didn't. And now, like, I agree, kids these days they want the gadgets, they want the apps, they want everything associated with a tablet that you can get and play with. And toys are just, you know, are boring, and maybe that's where things are going. And the only reason why toys are staying alive is because you have parents like us who live with that experience, that are feeding it to our kids if they want it or not, you know. And
Man, that brick and mortar is also kind of going by the wayside slowly. It's dying like a slow death, man. It's like you know, and I still dig the hunt sometimes. I still like to be able to go out into a store and go out and look for that stuff. But it's like Toys R Us has become like one of the places I don't even go because I know I'm not going to find anything I'm looking for, you know? So it's not even interesting. Yeah. But brick and mortar, so it's easier if we just check online anyway sometimes too, you know, because if I can't find it at Walmart or Target, then I'm going online, you know, and that's what I'm going to find if I want something. So I think that's why I think the brick and mortar, you're going to start seeing a lot less of that stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll see you still have toys, but it'll be like a section, you know what I mean? You're not going to, I don't know how long Toys R Us can survive. You know, I mean, I don't think they're going to close right away, but I guess see them down the road. I mean, I mean, you know, possibly going away.
Toys are, you know, at any age, right? They're not a necessity. It's not clothing. It's not food, right? It's not, you know, school supplies. But so there's an emotional factor that I think they have to create again. So we've all seen the pictures. We probably could go through a ton of stories. Right. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
For like another couple hours of all the other competitors that used to be around in the day. They're, you know, Children's Palace. We had Kitty City where I grew up in Ohio. But, you know, shells, right? G.I. Joe vehicles from floor to ceiling, Masters Universe and Star Wars and pegs full of characters. And you knew you could go find stuff. Yes, exactly. So I think all these gadgets and, you know, the experience stuff is part of the model, but you still have to have some product there. And look, what do you call it? Like Nickelodeon, like Turtles. But I'll walk down that aisle and I'll see like six or seven characters, like figures on a whole bunch of empty pegs just dangling there. You know what I mean? And it's like, if even if I were like had kids and they collected that line, they wouldn't be able to get anything because there's never anything there from the pick out, you know? So I think you definitely need to have some type of product and display it in a way that creates some type of emotion for people.
Yeah. I think we're like a dying breed though too. Russ, back to your point, like I remember not too long ago, I'd say maybe 20 years ago, which in the grand scheme of things, 20 years ago, like I feel like that was a blink away, to be honest. But anyways, But like I remember it's like, you know, it's Saturday, you know, I'm gonna wake up today, I'm gonna go get me a fast food breakfast sandwich, and I'm gonna drive to Toys R Us and I'm gonna go find me a toy. And I'm going to get home, I'm going to play with that toy. And that's going to be my day, and it's going to be great.
Sure. And it's Brian, was that an egg?
Now the only
was that
thing
an
is,
egg McMuffin with cheese? Egg McMuffin with cheese?
Egg sausage, egg McMuffin with cheese. Absolutely.
Awesome.
And now the only pleasant thing you get out of that is, you know, the Egg McMuffin.
Yep, that's it. A sausage, egg McMuffin, that's it.
Maybe a good song comes on the radio. But other than that,
sad. Yeah, but that's actually what I thought too. I think for the foreign market, it would be interesting too, because I didn't read too much into Toys R Us because my place, the next Toys R Us for me is like what I said, Hanover is 150 miles away. So, that's the thing. So, and we got that totally awesome day last week, my Egg McMuffin. That Brian said that was for me. It was a vegan pizza. It was the best vegan pizza you get in northern Germany. So that was great. The day was over. I thought, hey, we got plenty of time left. I'm gonna hunt me a toy, and that's what I did. But when I think about what you guys show at the shelves and what Dom always tells when he gets into a Toys R Us and he hunts this and that, and hey, guys, you still looking for this? I have this and that. I couldn't have done this because there were like maybe five Marvel Legends. You had Darkhawk. You had Vance Astro. You had that Groot, and there were two others. Then you had a little bit of those Turtles, Gary said.
Yeah.
A few DC icons, but not very much. I couldn't even have put together Steppenwolf because they had all the figures there except Flash. So for me, there was still stuff missing. Transformers was as weak as the store in my town, and what they still had was the new Power Rangers, and those were shelf warmers. The whole section was packed as if it was new.
Yeah, that's about the one thing you can find at Toys R Us is lots of Power Ranger shit.
So that was there. They had this huge, I don't know, what is it, like 25, 26 or what inch Megazord. I showed that to my girl, and she was like, yeah, I'm going to go to the Barbies. She had fun too with Barbies at that That horror high school new articulated Barbie thingy. I tend to forget what that is. I don't know if you guys know what I mean. I think so. With where the
no one's figures. Gonna
get to it, but yeah. Sorry, Tim. I don't play with Barbies. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Russ. And you go by the shirt. Okay. You know exactly what I talk about.
I do like the one with the sparkly hair. Sorry.
Is it the Monster High dolls, Tim?
Exactly that one. Yeah. Thanks. So they have more stuff. Also,
a friend of mine plays with those.
Yeah, those are pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Just like how my girl said, "Hey, if I would be that age, I would be down on those for sure." So it was cool for me to have more possibilities, but it's not like, "Hey, I'm gonna hunt me down something and I'm gonna drive 140 miles." So it will be interesting to see for me how it will go down on the long shot.
See, Tim, it's awesome that you're in here with us because we always think it's so rough here in America. We can't ever find anything. But you go to other countries, they have it way worse than us sometimes. Like, exactly. Their toy, like Transformer hunting or anything like that, is real hard for them, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm starting to feel like that first world problem thing again, Gary, you know?
It's totally first world problems. But also, what Tentacles, shout out to Daryl, said in his town it's also very bad to go toy hunting, and I didn't think I would say that he has it even worse than me. I don't know exactly what he said in the end anymore, but yet even more, way less than what I had. And that's absolutely sucked. Terrible.
Yeah, it is.
So for toys of us, I don't know.
We gotta stop telling Dom to hit the fucking stores on before we get to him.
Yeah, it's just everything.
Only New Jersey.
But I think I'm onto Chris way too. I don't think Toys R Us will go pretty much anywhere anytime soon because they are spread pretty much everywhere, and maybe they roll it out more what Dom said with interactive areas, and once they put it out.
Yeah, maybe.
I they're definitely going to be closing stores. I think they're going to start closing stores.
Yeah, closing.
They're going to be fewer in between. They're going to have larger stores, big, stores probably than condensed stores. Because I know they already condensed the Toys R Us's and Baby R Us's. So
yeah, I think you're going to see
a lot more.
Kmart pads.
So much of their business is compressed for the holiday season, you know, in that 90 kind of to 120 day range anyway, they can just go rent the, you know, spaces in malls and do the Toys R Us Expresses.
They used to do that.
I think you'll see more stuff like that if they try to stick around where they don't have the overhead of the huge physical facility and they go in like the Halloween shops do.
Yeah. You know, you remember when going to Toys R Us was like an event when we were kids.
Right.
My parents would take me. My mom took me there. I would go, wow. It was like a big thing, you know. And if they could, if they were to like compress themselves down a little bit and maybe make their stores bigger or some bigger stores and make it where it's like it's a special thing to go out in the middle of nowhere to go to Toys R Us, you know, make it a big deal, you know. And I mean, it's. It could help them. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I guess we're all going to have to wait and see what the fuck happens. It's just a shame if it goes down like that for the kids, I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they're the last, like you said, they're the last true toy store, you know? So I wish they were run better and we wouldn't have to worry about it so much, but.
When the Rock store opens, we'll be all right. Don't worry about it. We'll have all that high end shit.
There you go.
You know, 10 years down the line, we'll be all toy store owners ourselves. So don't worry about it.
True.
There you go. You see, that's right. We just got somebody right here who just opened his own toy store.
Fucking right.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Well, guys, we got to wrap up. So, we're gonna end on this note for now. Who wants to go out first? I guess I'll start off the way I started. Brian.
You can find me, Brian Brink, in the Facebook groups, Brinkalizer at Brinkalizer on Instagram, and Baltimore Comic Con this weekend. If you're in the area, come on down. Pinkerton, Bobby, those guys will be there. Others.
I want to go.
Bricks.
You won't find me at Baltimore Comic Con. I'll be at Brick Fair, New Jersey, in Edison. But you can find me everywhere at Bricks on the Dollar, and 7 days a week at the Warminster Brick Shop, my new store.
That's really cool.
Nice.
Yeah, me too.
You have an online shop as well and everything?
Yeah, I've had that for like a decade, and now my warehouse had a lobby in the front we weren't using, so I made it into a retail store.
Tell everybody what it is, just in case they don't know.
Go like me on Facebook, Warminster Brick Shop. It's nowhere else but Facebook because 21st century. There's no email, there's no phone number, there's no website. It's just Facebook.
No doubt.
Keep it simple.
That's awesome.
Chris, Tom.
Yeah, Chris, I'm looking forward to come up, take a look here once all of these weekend realm shenanigans calm down.
Really? Yeah, and anytime, or, you know, wait till ZolaCon if you have to, either way.
No, I'm not going to wait that long.
All right, cool.
You can find me on Dominic Ross on the Facebooks, and I'm here Tuesdays with you guys. And that is all.
G Money.
Hey, Gary Allen in the Facebook groups. Yeah, I'll be here on Tuesdays. I don't like to miss this ever if I can. And in a couple of weeks, right? I think there's still some rock boxes left to go for that. Bring the toys for the, for the collection drive that we've got going on. Yeah.
For Houston, right?
Yep. Yeah. It's for the souls that are hurt by all of the nature's fury that's going on right now. Speaking of which, there's another one coming. It's hitting,
yeah, I know.
Hitting Puerto Rico right now.
Nurse, wicked.
Starting to, anyway.
Yeah. JD.
You can find me, JD Brocious, in the Facebook groups, Pigment Surgery on Instagram and Xbox Live, here on Tuesdays. And tomorrow night, new episode of Finger Banging.
Oh, nice.
Figure.
Yo, Tim.
Yo, you can find me on the Facebook groups, Tim K, and on Instagram, at Figure Photography Crate. Long as name as I was told, but it's mine.
Nice.
Russ
the Muss in the house, and we got let's see, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Every chance I get, anyway, I gotta do a new video. I haven't put anything up for a few weeks on YouTube, so people are like, where the fuck's going on? I'll bitch about this new Titans Return Blitzwing, how so much it sucks. Of course, you can catch me here on Tuesday with these guys, and hopefully Jim will be back soon. We'll be going kicking up Plastic Fanatics again. We are coming back, and we're not going to be gone forever. So just gotta take care of some family stuff, and then we'll be back on firing on all cylinders. So, yep. And because every now and then I like to spend time also on Stasis Lock.
Yeah.
So, I like to chug it on that. That's a pretty fun show. And I don't know shit about Beast Wars, but those guys are fun. All right.
well, hopefully you learned something, Russ. You know,
I am learning a little bit. It's interesting.
He didn't learn anything about Beast Wars, but he learned something.
No, I learned lots of crazy shit. Nothing about Beast Wars, but my God. I learned that Micah is a crazy son bitch. Anyway, all right, go ahead. It's all good.
No doubt. I'm an Energon Addict. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me at David Colon in the Facebook groups. Catch me here on Tuesdays with these guys. And like Gary said, if you don't have your rock box, get it now. Don't be that guy walking through the con saying, I wish I would have bought it, because you won't be able to get it there. They're running out of sizes. Get them. And even if you're not going to the con, you're eventually going to want to run a collector's t-shirt, and you're going to want to be around the guys, and you're going to wind up showing up at some con or another. And again, you're going to be that guy without that t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And you're going to say, damn, I wish I had that fucking t-shirt. So
it's going to be me.
Get the rock box. There's a lot of other goodies in the box. So make sure you get that going, because TFCon's next week. And with that said, I'm out. I hope everybody had a good time.
Hey, you want to go through the chat real quick?
Oh, I always forget about that. Go ahead, Brian, if you got it.
All right. So we had KJ Smith. EE Prime Masterpiece Ship Piece was in there. It's up, Nick. Raul the Machine. Mr.
Dust Winner. Mr. Winner. Sorry, go ahead.
Mr. Dustman is in there.
That guy hit me up. Shout out.
Hector C. We had a guy in there, Southern Bots, who's a truck driver, and we keep him entertained. Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Let's see here. We got Sportimus, Chat Wingenham, Frank was in there, Lionel M, Blank Stare, Eddie Chi, Lord Shadowkeeper, who of course is down in Puerto Rico. Be safe, buddy. He said his mailbox just got blown away.
Oh shit!
There's nothing in it. He said at least that's a good thing. And we also had Jason in there as well. So.
Yo, shout out to Chat Wingenham, man. You are awesome. You crazy son of a bitch. We love you. You're the man. All right.
Speak for yourself, Russ.
Oh, come on. Chat
Wingenham. Nah, I'm just messing with you. I love him. I love him. I love him, but he's still on my shit list.
Oh, so you got to get off Dave's shit list. Yeah, you're going to start sucking up. Dave likes when you suck up.
I still promised him a diss track between him and EE Prime. I got something for them.
Oh shit! Go ahead, Dave. Oh shit! All right. What about the cool table at work? We're gonna put that.
Listen, Jose does it enough. If people don't know about it yet, I'm not gonna go through that whole fucking thing. Like, you know, like, yo, listen. If you don't watch Shadowcast, you're missing out. If you don't watch Enter the Realm, you're missing out. And if you don't watch, missing out.
You gotta rhyme it.
You gotta rhyme it.
You gotta kick it, man. Poet.
Oh yeah, we.
Well, look, Dust gave you the rhyme too. Go ahead and give me the beat on it.
Not live. I'm not Nate, man. I'm so glad we got to see him yesterday. By the way, though, that shit was dope.
Yeah, that was
last show. That was awesome. Was
like, yo, man, you're on vacation. You gotta pop in.
Yeah, he looked like he enjoyed himself too, which was cool. You know, he was laughing, having a good time. So
he was pretty laid back, man. It's like chill, dude. So
Nate's super laid back.
Yeah, that's cool.
Is he like me? Is he like Eponymous Prime or no?
Yeah.
Eponymous Prime. Let me say that.
All righty. Good night, guys.
Good night, guys.
Good night, y'all.
Thanks, Dust.